Come see me in Huntington Beach, Los Angeles, and Sunnyvale, California, as well as Austin, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Petersburg, Florida for a special Scissor Bros Live and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Hey, are you subscribed to the show yet? Leave a like and a comment before you go. Now enjoy Stand Up on the Spot. Thanks for being here.
What's up, Comedy Store? Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. How are we feeling tonight? I am your host, and this is how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot. You ready to kick this off, or what? What do you say, huh? Yeah. All right. Could I get a suggestion? I don't even know what that is. Next suggestion, dude. Quit trying to bully me with nerd words, dude. Parasocial. I wasn't ready for that, dude. You're making me feel insecure. I have no idea what a parasocial relationship is. Sir, do you know what a parasocial relationship is? Yeah!
Oh, I have the highest IQ in the room.
Next suggestion. Honestly, I apologize to the parasocial... That was a good suggestion, dude. That was from the freaking heart. And you know what? I'm a dummy, dude.
That's what it is.
What is it?
It's the relationships you have with people on the internet that you don't know.
Oh.
Whoa, arrogance.
Wow. That dude just got roasted by a different audience member. So I was freaking right, dude. I was freaking right. Let's go have another suggestion.
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party. Dude, my bachelor party was the nerdiest of, or the most wholesome, whatever you want to look at it as. More wholesome than nerdy. I went to a pool hall with my friends, and then we went to a Perkins and ate pie afterwards. And that's how I got crazy right before I got married. It was pretty crazy. I find out later, my wife, like, oh, yeah, we, like, I thought we were doing, like, you know, like, one last night kind of thing. I'm like, I ate pie and I went to a pool. I slept with, like, three guys that night. I'm like, what? I thought I... yeah, bachelor parties. I never feel honored when I'm invited to a bachelor party. I feel inconvenienced, always. Oh, I've known you for so long. Oh, you should come skiing with me in Colorado. If you have known me that long, you know I'm not coming, dude. I'm not going on a freaking destination bachelor trip to watch everyone get wasted and me be the sober guy in the corner being like, I remember everything. That's what you guys don't understand when like, we're not judging you as sober people, but you're like, last night was crazy, I don't even remember. And then the sober people are like, I remember literally everything. And it wasn't as good as you remember. Your memory is so hazy of how epic the night was while, like, I'm walking around being a live human dog sitter. Good boy, come over here, come over here. Next suggestion.
The zoo.
One more time.
The zoo.
Brazil. The zoo. The zoo. I mean, that guy thought it was Brazil as well. And this guy's like, the zoo. You've never been to the zoo before? You know, with rhinoceros. I've never heard a human say the zoo that way in my life. Never in my life. During the pandemic, we downstairs here at the Comedy Store, there's a glass that you can look into the original room in from the patio. And we, as comedians, were so desperate to do comedy during the pandemic. We were on the other side of the glass trying to make people laugh through the glass. And it's literally the closest I've ever felt to being a monkey. I'm like literally like doing that. And then people are just like, nah, man. Like you can't even hear the laughs through the glass and you're just like sweating. You're like, eh. And then you're yelling because you get like irate. I'm like, dude, this is what animals feel like. They literally like they show off. They do something cool like at the zoo or something. They're like, yeah, you like that? You like that? And then people are like, yeah, I've seen better on National Geographic. And then they start raging and it's, like, it's the exact same feeling. I like this crowd. Next suggestion. What do we got over here?
Ate a lobster.
Repeat that for me.
No thanks.
No, I want you to think about what you just said. Did you say anal option?
There you go.
Wow. There's so many. That's such a weird collaboration of words, my friend. It is an option. It's always an option, my friend. At least it's an option. Have you two been together for a while? Has it been an option for you? It's like, it's always an option. Perhaps. I mean, I think that's why God invented the butthole. When a woman is on her period, there's always another option. You know? But some guys, they don't freaking care. They'll go medieval in there. They'll go dragon jousting in there. They don't care. Once a month, they freaking... Thank you for that. We rode that to the ground together, didn't we, brother? Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Let's grab another suggestion.
Christmas.
Man, there's something about Christmas morning that I love now because I get to do it my way. I go to Taco Bell on Christmas now because I'm a freaking adult and I call the shots. One of the best I've ever felt in my life. I felt like I'm not a man with a lot of money, but on this Christmas, I felt like it. One Christmas, I went to a combination Taco Bell, KFC on Christmas. And there was this lady that was being awful to this employee. And his name was Charles. And she was just going in on him. My order's not ready. When's it gonna be ready? They were short-staffed, it's Christmas. My wife and I are there with our child, and we're like, I'm realizing out loud this story sounds so sad. So I took my wife and my baby to KFC on Christmas. It's all we can afford, all right? I'm not a man with a lot of money, but on this day I was. I wanted to treat my wife and baby to KFC on Christmas. She had worked hard all year. She deserved it. I was like, babe, I'm gonna take you to somewhere nice. Oh, really? KFC. And after this lady was just relentless on this guy over and over, I go, hey, Charles, don't listen to her, man. You're doing great. I gave him a $20 bill, and that changed how that black kid thought of white people for the rest of his life. Because the lady that was going in on him, a white lady. And I just magic erased the memory of the Karen in front of me. And I was like, hey man, Charles, we all not like that. And $20 in KFC money is $1 million. Who's ready to kick off the show, guys? What do you say, huh? I'm loving the energy in here, guys. You're doing amazing. Your next comedian coming to the stage, one of my sisters in comedy. I've toured the country with this woman. She is on the podcast Bad Friends right now. I love her, you love her. Please welcome the great Jesse Johnson to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on!
Oh, thank you for that warm welcome. I am that angry white lady from the KFC from earlier, so it's really making me nervous to be here right now. I didn't think he was going to out me like that. That's crazy. So any suggestions?
Aliens?
I think they're real. Yeah. And that motherfucker right there is not real. I just leave. I don't know. That guy could have been an alien on that plane. I think he was just nodding off. I think if you saw the video, there was a guy with a hoodie. Do you guys know what? I assume by the laughter, you've seen the video. None of the people in this audience are real. No. I used to be so into conspiracies. You too, or could you just tell?
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I believed in reptilian shapeshifters. Who said that? You? Yeah, you, you, yeah, yeah. Who do you think is the biggest reptilian shapeshifter?
Hillary
Clinton. Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Yes. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. She is. She gets such a bad rep, you know?
The worst.
If she really was a reptilian shapeshifter, you'd think she would just shape into something else at this point. Like, why stick with it? It's got to be fake, right? I mean, she has been gone for a long time. She could be Joe Biden. We don't know. But, you know, she'd want the credit for first female president, so probably not. It would be crazy if Joe Biden transitioned, though. All right. Leave it to a man to be the first female president. All right. I feel like that got its breath. What else we got?
Penguins.
Oh, I like you, man. You surf? Or?
I just love penguins.
I could tell. You guys, are you guys all four of you friends in the same group? How's this party together?
But he's cool.
Oh, he's cool? Because I was like, should I get him out of here? I see him, he's cool. Your arms are crossed. Are you uncomfortable? Yeah, all right. Hey, I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier. We good now? Man, you three, you kind of remind me of penguins a little bit. Just your laughs are like, oh, it's a very nautical vibe here. I love it. Yeah, the fanciest animal, man. The men carry the babies and that. What a perfect world. Yeah, all right. I'm more of a dog person, so I'm going to move on. What else we got?
Uber drivers.
I thought you said Uber drivers, like cleaning service. I don't know. Uber drivers are pretty eccentric out here. Yeah. I think Uber is getting better, and I really do think it's because of the writer's strike. Crazy you bring that up. I've been thinking about that because I travel a lot, so I take a lot of Ubers, and like, yeah, these past few months they're really professional now. Like, you can tell they like need it, you know. Yeah, one guy this was before the writer's strike, one of the like crazy drivers out here that I had once, and he took a phone call as he was driving me here to the Comedy Store, and he was just, sorry, I have to take this. Like, he did say that, but he was talking about this lady, and she was trying to buy a car from him. I guess he was a car dealer on the side. You know, don't get high off your own supply. But he's driving, and he's on the phone, and yeah, I don't know, man. He was just like, he was yelling at her, she was yelling at him because his friend was supposed to hook her up with a great deal on this car, right? And it didn't come through. So he goes, don't worry, I'm gonna help you out. And he hangs up and immediately calls his coworker who was supposed to hook him up with a deal. And his coworker answers and immediately says, I got the deal, man. And he goes, no, you didn't. I just talked to the lady. She's crying. You didn't get the deal. And he goes, yeah, okay, well, you should have seen her ass, man. It was coming out of those shorts. And and, and then I got to the store, and he's like, are you a comic? And I was like, yeah, I'll probably talk about this on stage someday. All right. How about for you? You seem like you hate me right now. Just the legs crossed, arms crossed, and a look of disapproval in general. But
I'm loving it. Barbie.
Barbie? Oh, thank you. I'm like Hot Topic Barbie or something. I don't know. You look like a Barbie, though.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like very conventionally beautiful. I'm not like, I know you guys are together. Relax. I never saw the movie. I want to see it. I had Barbies myself. I buried them in my backyard. It was like a fun game I played with my dog. My dog would dig them up, and and my mom would freak out. I think that's why I liked it, to see the reaction. And my dog would just bring up chewed up naked dirt-covered Barbies. She's like, who am I raising? But yeah, movie looks great. You look fantastic. Congrats. And, another suggestion?
Weed gummies.
Oh, this guy. Star Wars. I went... You, wait, say that one more time.
Did somebody suggest Star Wars already?
No, but I could tell you were waiting to say it. Yeah. I think Star Wars is better than Star Trek. Yeah, I said it. I just think if I was going into one of the universes, I would go to Star Wars. It would be crazy if you did go to space, though, and you just saw a bunch of political figures that were out of form. I wonder if their political party also, they think they have like human shapeshifters. Okay, I did a lot of cocaine in my past, but let's do another one.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Delicious. I feel like I have nothing on that. I should have stopped at Uber, to be honest. Felt like that one was really smooth. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, well, okay, you're just naming things in the room now. Let's do one more last one.
Citrus and chips.
Citrus and chips?
The Indian accent, right? So, situationships.
Situationships. I hear you loud and clear. It's not the accent. I think I know what you mean. My mind went straight to some kind of nautical like driving machine, like am I gonna take the boat if I'm just going across the way, or it's a situationship. It depends on which one you're cruising to. What is a situationship?
Every relationship nowadays.
A real relationship nowadays?
We don't call it a relationship.
You okay, sir? You finding out a lot right now, or? Is that what you would call it?
I suppose.
Yeah. Oh. This is what the Barbie movie did, man. This is... And I'm all for it. Hey, let's bring up your host, Jeremiah Watkins. Thank you.
Keep it going for Jesse Jetski Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
This was fun.
Yeah, killing it. So we're going to take a few suggestions together, see what we can do with them. Yeah.
What? Someone just died back there.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial. I'm unofficial.
Unofficial.
I don't know how this happens. It's unofficial.
Yeah. Unofficial intelligence would just not be taking your SAT and being like, I'm smart.
That's what I did.
That's what I did. Yeah, yeah. Unofficial intelligence. Let's go. Forget CIA. Where's unofficial intelligence? Artificial intelligence. Are you scared at all? Are you scared at all of artificial intelligence?
I think I pretty much know where this is going to go. I watched The Matrix many times. I feel like you can't be scared of artificial intelligence and have a smartphone. Like, you gotta start the battle now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or if you go to the grocery store and you choose self-checkout, get out of here. Like, they're already winning.
Choose one side or the other.
Yeah, you gotta start on the ground level. And if you're choosing computers over humans.
Yeah, all the parents that are throwing iPads at their kids, but they're like, I'm scared of AI. Really?
Yeah, take them to KFC for once, right?
Trust me, my son does not have a phone.
Not yet, man.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Weed gummies.
Weed gummies. Are you a CBD gummy kind of girl? You like the weed gummies, the THC gummies?
No, they're terrifying. I used to smoke a lot, but I don't really anymore. I think I'm perma-fried. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Looking at the tie-dye section of the room. Ha, deep fried. We're perma-fried, dude.
But they sneak up on you, you know.
Yeah, well, you can't count on when it's going to hit, right?
You can't count on it. You don't know how much is in it. And yeah, anytime I've taken an edible, I just feel like I'm dying for like 12 hours. But I do feel a lot better once it wears off. I'm like, I did something. Have you? You never smoked weed, have you?
No, uh-uh.
Let's get them high tonight.
These guys just start throwing gummies in my mouth. What's the highest you've ever been?
I know exactly. I took a gravity bong, but it was like homemade out of a milk jug. You cut the bottom off and filled up the kitchen sink and just.
And there's stoners in here. They're going, yeah. They're starting to float. Yeah.
But this was like in 2010 ish. And I feel like, and I worked at a smoke shop, so I kind of saw some of the evolution of like glassware that you smoke out of. But nowadays it's wild. People are putting weed up their butt. Have you heard of that?
Well, what if that's my entry point? And again, I'm like, wait, there's an anal option? Hey, baby! Let's go! Let's grab one last suggestion. Just because I said I haven't gotten high, this is like, this guy's a freaking Mormon.
It could be you or him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it could be me or him.
Are you Mormon? Oh. Do you want to be? Because I could tell
you
the good
word. Yeah, we're looking
for
new people. You want us to jump you in, bro? Hey.
Put that down!
I'll throw the word of the Lord right down your freaking face right now, dude. Well, why are there any bro Christians out there? You know, there should be like, oh, JC, yeah, he's my freaking boy, dude.
Dude, JC goes hard.
Dude, JC goes hard in the paint, and like, you should check out this scripture for real.
His dad's so tight, man.
His abs?
His dad's so tight,
oh,
but his abs rock.
But his abs rock too, dude.
Dude, Jesus lives.
He's freaking
man.
Cut on that cross, dude. He's freaking cut.
Water into wine, man. That party was awesome.
Dude, that was lit, dude. I wish I could do that. Water into wine?
Oh, they should make water into White Claws, dude.
Guys, keep it going for Jesse.
Thank you so
Johnson,
much.
Ladies and gentlemen. Are we having a good time so far, ladies and gentlemen? I love y'all. This next comedian is fresh off of a world tour. You guys are going to love him. I always love watching him. Please welcome the great Lance Cantopoulos to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Jeremiah, everybody, come on. One more time. Yeah. Suggestion people laid on me. It seemed like tennis for midgets or something, right? Just they can go across court a little faster with the pickleball. But ping pong was too small. They go, we need something in between. Because the table break when you're a little person on a ping pong table. So they had to go to Elon Musk and they go, what if it's a little bigger? Yeah. Pickleball, there we go, smashed it. Anybody else? Yeah, fucking crashed it. Other suggestion?
Lawyer commercials.
Are you in legal trouble? Yeah? I mean, if you're getting your legal advice from a commercial, you're not going to do well. Right? Just go straight to jail. Save yourself some time, you know? Have you been in legal trouble before?
No.
Sounds like you're in so much legal trouble. Right? No, definitely. He fucking leaves. He goes, I've said too much. That's cool. Anybody else? Question? Yeah? Or suggestion?
Immigrants.
Sounds like you're against it. Or just leading the witness. Immigrants. I lay a breadcrumb trail. Immigrants. This guy tried to cancel me at every show. He just say hot button. He goes, trans. Immigrant. They're great, you know? Yeah.
I'm brown, so.
You're brown? I have eyes, I know. I can see, yeah, I know. I don't think this guy's very tan and came to a comedy show tonight. Nobody gets this tan. The sun cannot do this. This is genetic at this point. That's God-given brown. What kind? Where are you from?
I'm from Qatar. I'm Arab.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Qatar. How's America? Cool?
It is cool.
Yeah. Good answer. He gets to stay here. That's the citizen test. Is America cool? Yeah, all right, welcome. Here's your flag. Here's an MAD. Here's a porta potty. You're American now. Once you blow up shit, they give you a Dodgers hat and they go, you're American. Any other question or suggestion? Yeah.
Tequila.
It's popular now, huh? I feel like girls is cool to say, like, yeah, I like tequila. Like, if you were a basic bitch millennial, you would say vodka. But now Gen Z is like, tequila. Or if you want to be like, you get like a mezcal. Like, no, I do smoky. Like, I'm like a guy. I'm not like the other girls who do tequila. I do a mezcal. I can take it. I've done a puff of a cigar. I'm like one of the guys. I like smoky tequila. It's not cool for a guy to be like, yeah, I'm in the bathtub and I drink wine. I'm like one of the girls. I light candles and I have a bath bomb, you know? That's not valued. But guy here is mezcal, like, whoa, this bitch is cool. Whoa, she likes smoky tequila. Any other suggestion?
Airplane.
That's a dicey one, dude. Jeez. Let's gloss over that one. This guy and this guy should team up and just try to... Fucking immigrants, airplane. You're like a cancel audience member duo. You're like the Smother Brothers of canceling. Airplane, yeah, it's efficient. You get places faster, yeah. Anything specific about airplane or no, just open-ended? You know what's crazy? I'm going through TSA, you know? Yeah.
Same,
you do too? Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Just obvious, like, who has parents in the house? Yeah, everyone goes through TSA, you know? And it's kind of a hassle, you know, they squeeze the toothpaste because they think it's going to be bomb or something, and everyone hates TSA. But then they had a framed picture of the Twin Towers. So TSA go like, this is why we do what we do. Because when they feel like shit and everyone treat them like shit, they look at the Twin Tower and go, this is why we squeeze conditioner into a trash can. This is why. And then they put their knee in the old white lady's back like, I need to do this. This is for America. 4 ounces, bitch. Not on my watch, not at LAX. Oh, you have clear? Right this way. Do you have clear or TSA pre? What difference between clear and TSA pre? I feel like clear just TSA pre with Flava Flav hype man. You have a lanyard, like, yo, what up, boss? Come over here. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Have a good time. It's like a club promoter, like, oh, you flying? Yeah, come with me, dude. Yeah, he's with me. Okay, yeah, he clear. It's $5,000 a year. You go, yeah, it's worth it. Any other suggestion?
Mobile homes.
Trying to not be in one. That's my goal. It's my goal in life. Just no wheels in my home is kind of my baseline, you know? I wonder though, like you think homeless people look at people who live in RVs parked on the side of the road, like a Malibu mansion? Like, wow. Man, if I had that. Oh, you love homeless? I mean, what's going on here? Oh, I give money every time I see them. Any other suggestion?
Barbershop.
What's a what? This guy is saying words weird all night. Right? Is this Zoo guy or somebody else? This is a weird pronunciation table over here. You say barbershop? Soccer. I know football. That's why he threw me for a loop. So it's fucking weird. Yeah, Messi playing for Miami now, and it's like he's playing toddlers. This is so easy. He's just goal. Other day the score was 37-2. Messi, very good. You fan of soccer?
Yes.
Yeah, you play?
No.
No, just fan, aficionado.
No talent.
No talent? Whoa, guy. He's roasting yourself for no reason. You go, my dick not very big either. No one ever want to fuck me. Like, I'm getting sad, dude. I was just trying to get information from you. You're like, my dad thinks I'm a loser. I'm like, whoa. It's like a weird fetish you have. You go to comedy shows just to shit on yourself. I have no talent. I love soccer, but I'm no good at it. My dick's very tiny. I kind of rub up against people until, you know, something happened. Any other suggestion?
Billionaires.
Yeah. What is it about, like, something... When you become a billionaire, you want to leave sea level for some reason. You just make so much money. You're like, space! Or you make so much money, you go, I need to be in Titanic. I need to go to Everest. I have so much money. I can't stay with people at my level. Poor people are at sea level. I need to get up or down. I gotta get away from fucking Target people. Fucking Target and Macy's people? Gross. I need to hire a Sherpa to take me to Everest. Yeah, I have no desire to get high or low. I like sea level, it's cool. Yeah, I go to Topanga Mall, it's cool. Any other suggestion? Yeah?
Kentucky waterfalls.
Kentucky, what is, oh, you're fucking slamming me, okay. That's what it was. I thought it was a legitimate suggestion, but this is my high school bully show up tonight, guys. Very cool. Any real suggestion that is not a veiled insult? Anybody trying not to hurt the comedian feeling tonight?
Fast fashion.
Okay, so like sweatshop, pretty much. We put a cool word for sweatshop, huh? No, it's not children making clothes. Fast fashion. How did it get fast? Oh, no. No one know, but check this out. Oh. Fast fashion. Yeah, cool just to like put a ribbon on a term. Sort of like when women who fuck on camera call it making content. I'm a content creator. I don't fuck guys for money on film. I'm making content. I'm not a prostitute, I'm a sex worker. Everyone's sex worker tonight? Jesus. Love homeless and sex worker. Okay, good to know. Any other before I leave? No, we fucking tapped it all out. We covered everything? Cool.
Sushi.
Yeah, remember, like, everyone loves sushi right now, but you old enough to remember when people were terrified by sushi. They go, raw fish? I can't do it. I have to put it in the oven. And, but that it was kind of like businessmen would do it first. They would be like, check this out, salmon. It was like fear factor for associates. And they go, whoa, if he's eating raw salmon, maybe our money is safe with his firm. Mr. Yamamoto, like, oh, and he's cordial with Japanese. All right, I'm done. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. That is, yeah, let's get Jeremiah back up here.
One more time for Lance Cansavilis.
Guys, guys, thank you. Ah, you don't have to. Fuck. Fuck. You're too kind. You're too kind. Other than this fucking waterfall comment, I mean, you guys were great. You guys, he was razzing me from the back.
Yeah, yeah, I like your hair.
You want to take it outside, huh? I do more than jokes. Whoa. Yeah, you're safe.
Okay.
You're safe.
Okay.
I can jump far, too.
How far can you jump, Lance?
Just, it hasn't been Guinness. I have to get them to the soccer field where we're going to do it. I don't want to waste a big jump and be like, ah, fuck, Guinness should have been there. Right?
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm not going to burn a jump.
Yeah, you don't want to burn jump.
Yeah, you know, you jump.
Yeah, I jump.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Let's grab a suggestion. Judo.
Judo or Trudeau?
Oh, Trudeau?
I still don't know. Gee, what is up with the marble mouth fucking audience tonight? We got Zuzu, we got soccer, we got Trudeau, Judo. Enunciate. Before the show, say, you know you need unique New York. You know, do drama exercise. So, sorry, what was it? No, come on. What was it?
I think she corrected and said Trudeau, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trudeau.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not think of the blackface?
Yeah. It's hard to bounce back from blackface. Right? You can't be like, guys, it was a different time. I now know putting black on your face is bad.
Yeah.
Would it have been better?
There's been some comedians that have gotten away with it. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He did Chris Rock.
If it's in comedy, then it's...
It's in comedy, it's different. I think that guy was like, this is Halloween.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, he was trying to be funny on SNL so you get the pass.
Right.
Showing up at Halloween, like, what's up, guys? You can't do that. That party foul.
I think that's the definition of a party foul.
It's very, very party foul. Do you think it would be less if it were brown face? Like their hierarchy of face?
I think there are hierarchies.
It's like Johnny Walker Black, Johnny Walker Brown. Just there's levels to the facing. Right?
He did calico face. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. What if you do stripes? People don't know what to make of it. Like, you know, black stripe.
He went full
white.
Rambo on us. It
he
was.
He went Rambo.
Yeah. Let's grab another suggestion.
Acid rain.
How quickly do you know it's acid rain? Are you walking and you go, oh, that's kind of hot?
Well, who's the first kid to be like, it's raining out?
Do you know anybody who has experienced acid rain? No.
Do you know anybody who's experienced acid reflux?
I'm lactose intolerant, so I get it all.
Just making about you all the time. How's he going to spin this about him again? He says, I'm lactose intolerant. We have a grand giveaway of milk, so you can't have it.
Yeah, we're going to serve milk at the end of the show.
Uh-huh. We're like Oprah. Like, there's milk under your chair. There's milk under your chair.
Oh, this has been here for 30 years.
Yeah. Nobody wants it.
Have you ever experienced acid rain, Lance?
No, never had acid. No, but I wouldn't let it hit me. I'd be too quick. I would dodge every raindrop.
Do you think you could outrun a volcano?
I have. You've never done?
Not personally. I'm from Kansas. Like, there's tornadoes in Kansas. Have you ever been hand-to-hand combat with a tornado before?
No, never done tornado.
Yeah.
No. I want to. Can you set it up? Maybe like Jake Paul versus tornado?
Yeah, we
be
can set that
money,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be actually very entertaining. A natural disaster versus...
That's what it's going to get to, just Jake Paul versus bear. And everyone's like, he's good, he's training, he's a good boxer.
But the bear is 30 years past his prime.
Sure. Just done hibernating. It wasn't a fair fight. Sure, Jake knocked the bear out, but...
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Shark bites
or fights? Bites?
Shark bites.
Shark bites.
Yeah. I always feel weird watching the people who are like get the shark attacks, who surf, and then they like get back in the water and they do it again. Like
perseverance.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it. I just call it like, you're just insane. Like, just retire.
Yeah, if shark eat you.
Yeah, if a shark ate one of your legs. Yeah. I like how this audience is like, no, you should get back out on that surfboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What literally nobody was behind me on that thought.
They keep going back, then that arm get eaten, then they go back in, this leg get eaten, and they're on Oprah, they just a torso. Like, I'm going to keep on going, the shark going to... Not going to let the shark win.
It's a motorized surfboard that has...
Yeah. You know, shark bite sound kind of cute, though.
Shark bite?
Yeah, shark bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a, it sounds like a fucking handy snack or something. Right? Or yeah. Dunkaroo.
It sounds like something that like you'd feed your kids. Honey, do you want any shark bites?
And they go, yeah, but it's a real shark that doesn't eat them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shark bite.
Shark bite.
It's like late-term abortion. Shark bites. No more kids.
New from Nabisco.
Yeah. And it's not your fault because it was the shark. You get your life back. Shark bites.
Guys, here we go for Lance Can't Stop.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to jump. Get Guinness. Thank you.
All right, how's the energy doing in here? I love it. Your next comedian coming to the stage. You may have seen him on Saturday Night Live. I always love watching him. You guys are going to love him. Please welcome my brother, Luke Knoll, to the stage. Come on. One more time for Luke Knoll.
You don't recognize me, I was fired right away. I perform stand-up with a guitar because I don't want the other comics to like me. Hit me with a suggestion. Motherfuckers, hit me with something.
AstroTurf!
They're getting rid of it in the NFL now because all the guys are ripping their fucking ACLs out. And they're like, I think it's the AstroTurf. And I'm like, I think it's the 350-pound dude running and hitting you. Let's not blame the fucking fake grass. And I'm also thinking, like, I'm a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm like, you're lucky if it's fucking AstroTurf. They're probably just like, we just left it. Whatever grass grows inside of there, that's what we have. It's all natural. It's just gravel at this point. I always got a kick out of when the Oakland Raiders would play and the fucking baseball diamond was part of their stadium. You know what I'm talking about? And you're like, y'all are a poverty franchise. Get to hit me with another suggestion. Say it again. Cologne, oh yeah! I just got back from vacation, yeah. I went to Europe, hold the applause. Rode around on the train a little bit, got on the train just a little bit. And I was in France, Paris. Je parle le français un peu, mais je ne comprends pas le français. And I was over there, and I was like, every time I go to a little Parisian cafe or whatever, I would be like, every single guy in France is either horribly, horribly, horribly teeming with BO. And I mean, you're like, Jesus Christ, y'all don't shower here. Or they're horribly, horribly, horribly way too much cologne. And you're like, is there no in between? Have y'all not heard of deodorant at all? Deodorant is kind of a happy in between a little bit. You don't have to absolutely coat yourself and just fuck you amounts of cologne because you don't shower. Or shower. Showering would probably be good as well. I don't know. Let's change up the chords. Hit me with another suggestion, belly room.
Magic
fallopian tubes is what I would take. magic fallopian tubes. Oh, let's take it to the Harry Potter universe for a second. I never really understood, I'm not a big Harry Potter guy, but I was like, but there's like muggles in the world, and there's also witches and warlocks and shit, right? And they fuck. Some of them witches are mudbloods. That's what they call them, which is like, it's fucked up that we hadn't thought of that as a racial slur yet. Because that's like super hurtful. I just remember reading Harry Potter as a 12-year-old and being like, Jesus Christ. Mudbloods. What I'm saying, though, is that there's a very good possibility that a fucking, like, magic dude, like a fucking wizard, was like, I'm gonna go to Philadelphia and have sex with an Eagles fan. And just my magic semen in her head, up them fallopian tubes, and hopefully the magic does not burst them and pop them too. Oh yeah. Hit me with another suggestion.
Jam bands.
Jam bands. I'll take it. I went to fish for the first time. It's not my vibe, but I'm like, the people watching is a 10 out of 10. I see you should absolutely go. If you've never been to a jam band place, every third person comes up to you, right? And they're like, do you want a nitrous balloon? And I'm like, I've pretty much done all the drugs, but this is one that I'm like, I'm fine. And then they're like, it's like Whippets. And I'm like, oh, still fine. Yeah, I did those when I was 11. And I remember fucking huffing those Whippet cans, because I would just do it as a drug. I wouldn't even eat the Cool Whip. I would just suck it down, and you're high for like, and I assume if anyone's done a nitrous oxide balloon, they do not last that long, right? Like you're taking little hits, because I remember when you do a Whippet, you're like really, really huffing a can, and it's kind of cold, and you're like, I might die. And then you're like, oh, this is a fun feeling, and then for like 6 seconds, and then you have a horrible headache in a way that's like you're doing permanent damage. You're not getting the motor function back that you used to have. Oh no. Which is why if you go to fish, and this is actually true, as you're watching the show, people will tell you, I saw him in 93. Back when Trey was on heroin, and they were fucking melting your face the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, they're fun. And he's like, they're not good anymore. They did too much drugs, and you can tell it. It's hurt them. All right, hit me with another one.
Amish Batman.
Amish Batman. All right, I'll take it. I kind of like to think about, let's break it down for a second. Amish Batman, what is Batman's superpower? Money. Amish people are kind of like, it's not that they don't make money, because they definitely do, yeah. My wife's side of the family's from Amish country, and my father-in-law builds houses for a living, and he's like, I got an Amish guy who builds the mantelpieces for the fireplaces of the houses that I build, and he fucking made me a fresh one, and I gotta go pick it up, and you cannot call ahead and let him know that you're coming. You kinda just have to show up. And then he's like, he drives me out there and he's like, go get the mantelpiece from their barn. And I'm like, what do I say? He's like, just yell at them. And they'll be like, what's up? I'm dead to die or whatever. Right? And then I'm like, okay. And no one was there at all. I walk up to the Amish people's house and I'm looking around and it's a ghost town. I'm looking around like I am supposed to be here. And I slink inside the barn and I'm like, this is probably the mantelpiece that he was talking about. It's the one that's on the sawhorse. And I grab that shit and I walk away with it, and I'm like, I feel like I am committing a crime. Then out of nowhere, I feel a Amish bat orang wrap me up, trip me in the yard and pull me off. And the guy, and I'm talking about Amish Batman, was like, dude, he's like, you at least need to mail a letter in advance. And I don't know why he's Dutch, but he's Dutch. They're the Pennsylvania Dutch. Oh yeah, Amish Batman. Let's get Jeremiah back up here. Thank you so much.
Keep it going for Luke Knoll, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to sing a little tune together?
I would love that. Yeah.
Can we get a suggestion?
Cereal.
Are you good? Cereal.
I'm good with cereal.
How did I know? Top three cereals. Go.
French Toast Crunch.
S tier. S tier.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
S tier.
Maybe Reese's cereals.
Yeah.
Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
It would have rhymed the same.
I like that you kind of cucked yourself on the round there.
I think I agree with the top two.
What about that third one?
I'm gonna hit you with, and bear with me here, I'm also considering drinking the milk afterwards.
That's
Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh.
A little Cocoa Pebbles milk is an S tier milk. Fruity Pebbles milk, we can throw it in as well.
It's a little bit sugary.
Yeah, you're gonna get diabetes. And it's funny because they're like, cereal's part of a balanced breakfast. It's not. It's actually not at all. It's bad for you.
I love me some cereal, but as I get older, I start to get indigestion in the morning.
It's a lot of milk.
Oh, it's a lot of milk.
It's a lot of milk.
It's a lot of milk for the 30 minutes, 30s, and the 40s, and the 50s, and the body.
When you're in your 30s, you can't chunk milk like that no more.
I just want to chunk milk like a child in the summer day when they're pouring down my face.
Pour it down your face. I would always eat it when I got home, and then my dad would come home, and he'd be like, I'm going to make dinner. Have you had anything to eat? And I'd be like, no. Hit us with one more.
The apocalypse.
That's a good way to close.
Okay.
The apocalypse is coming,
and so am I.
If we're all gonna die, we might as well have fun doing it.
Let's try some things that we've never done before.
Yeah, like fingering.
Sure.
I skipped fingering.
Yeah.
I went right from making out
to full-on penetration.
Full-on penetration. Penetration.
Full on penetration
as the world crumbles all around us.
Ooh. We all dying. We got 10 minutes to go.
We only got 10 minutes to go.
Until the earth rains fire upon our bloody corpses.
Walk me through how you're gonna spend the 10 with the missus.
I'm gonna spend 9.5 convincing that we should have sex.
I agree. Hell yeah. We gotta do pen a 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 pen a
one more time for Luke Noll, ladies and gentlemen. Because this crowd is so amazing, I think you guys deserve a surprise drop-in. This is my one of my favorite brothers from New York. Please welcome the great Mark Norman to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Hey. Wow. How the hell do you follow that? That was great. Penny, penny, penny pasta. All right. All right, that was amazing. Man, don't you wish you could play an instrument or sing? All I got is dumb jokes about the Holocaust and abortion. All right, but hey, I think you gotta yell out something for me. Is that how it works?
Camping.
Camping, well, went downtown. I think REI is killing it. You know, it's nothing but tents down there. Holy shit. Yeah, just urban camping. That's the whole downtown. Skid Row is just... Where do they get the fucking tents? I mean, tents are like, you know, $100. Isn't that weird? How do they get that? Is someone donating them tents? Like, it's a bunch of Cub Scouts. Like, here you go, where we grew up, or whatever. You take these tents. Yeah, camping is weird. It's kind of like homeless appropriation, you know? Right? Just out there in the woods, and you know, you gotta talk to each other. Oh, that's the hardest part. Anytime I've been camping, you just end up getting drunk and fucking your family. But yeah, all right, good one, sir. Sorry, I took that to a weird place. You were probably like, hey, a wholesome campfire, maybe a ghost story, and here I am with right out of the gate. All right,
Florida.
Okay, Florida. All right. Well, you know, I've been to Florida. It's fun. Something about that state just makes you want to put on a MAGA hat and fuck a guy's wife. But it's like there's an evil there, you know? It's something in the marsh. It's a weird mishmash of old people, Jews, Cubans, and what the hell, Hulk Hogan. You know? It's a wacky place. The state flag of Florida should be a coked-up iguana on a jet ski shooting an Uzi, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Crazy place. It's fun. I, you know, everybody shits on it, but it's fun to visit. I don't know if I could live there because I would do bath salts and shoot up a gay club. But, you know, it's... Just kidding. All right. I'm just trying to... I always go too dark on these. That's why writing is good, because you can go, oh, I shouldn't say that. Ooh, you know? But when it just comes out of my mouth, it's fucking horrific. But, yeah, Florida's fun. I like it. Spring break. That whole thing. Remember Carol Baskin? That was Florida. Yeah. Tiger King. All Florida. Florida's wild. Florida's like if fentanyl was a state. You know? Yeah. Good one.
Birkenstocks.
Wait, hold on. What?
Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks. All right, hippie. Okay. Sarah, you got a hacky sack. Definitely. Come on. Birkenstocks. I don't know. I don't know. I don't wear them. They smell. You know. It's a weird look too. It's like it's kind of like if Crocs got high on weed. You know. That's a Birkenstock. If Crocs did like a bong hit. But you got Crocs. I'm not gonna make fun of them. Don't worry. You look terrified. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Birkenstocks. But they were hot for a minute when I was in college. Everybody had Birkenstocks, and now they're all unemployed. But you seem like you're doing all right. You got a great head of hair. I'd blow you. What's with the are you guys tie-dye buddies? Is that a thing?
Didn't plan it. Coincidence.
You didn't plan it? Man, you guys are fucking made for each other, huh? How cute. You're soulmates and you don't even know it. All right. Are you wearing Birkenstocks, sir?
I am.
Oh, can I smell them? What the hell? They smell great.
Leather insoles.
Oh, leather insole. All right. Well, all right, now your panties. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. Just joking. All right. I'm a comedian. All right. Good one, sir. Birkenstock. All right. We got something out of nothing there.
Zoom calls.
What was it?
Zoom calls.
Zoom calls. Well, I did a lot of Zoom comedy shows during the pandemic. Those were brutal because you bomb in your house, you know? It's one thing to bomb at a club and you go, oh, that hurt. Holy shit, I'm humiliated. Then you go home, you drink and eat ice cream. And you're like, all right, I'm all right, I'm all right. But when you bomb on your computer, then you close it and you're like, oh, I'm still here. That sucks. But Zoom calls, the worst part about the Zoom call is you have like a decent meeting. Oh, thank you, sir. That was great. All right. Take it easy. And you're trying to find that X and you're both looking at each other and you're like, oh, yeah, hold on. You know, it's like when you say bye to somebody and you walk 10 feet and you're like, oh, we're both going the same way. Ah, oh, shit. All right. You know? All those weird, awkward moments. You know what's another one? You ever go bowling and you get a full gutter, just a total gutter, didn't even touch a pin. You have to do that weird turnaround and walk back and they all be like, oh, yeah, we don't think you're retarded. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hate the Zoom. I'm so sick of the Zoom and gloom, I called the pandemic. It's all it was Zooming. God, that pandemic sucked. I think we're about out of it, you know? Yeah, pandemic was hell. It was like the check engine light in your car, you know? Because at first it was scary, but after a while you're like, fuck it, I gotta go to work. Yeah. Yeah, hate the pandemic. Oh, wow, hey, look at that. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, Joe Biden got corona like 11 times in November and didn't kill him, so I think we're all right. Biden. All right. We'll do that later. But all right, keep it going. These are going well. You guys are a nice crowd. What do you got?
Surprises.
Well, surprise, that's very vague, because surprise could be like, hey, we threw you a party, or hey, it's your baby. You know, you're like, ah, shit, this is a horrible surprise, you know? Or like, ah, shit, I didn't know you had genital warts. That's a bad surprise. So, you know, Nagasaki was a surprise. You know? I mean, I just saw Oppenheimer, so, you know, it's fresh in my brain. I don't think they saw that coming. They weren't like, oh, we should get out of here. They were like, what the fuck's that? Twice. Hiroshima as well. That's the sequel. All right. D&D?
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yep.
Oh, well, we found the virgin. oh, come on. He knew it was coming. Yeah, D&D. My brother was into that, you know. Yeah, it's a board game. You know, they'd be like, oh, we got 2 hit points. Can we take the action out of it more? You know, like... It's like dragons and monsters, and it's still fucking boring. That's wild. Imagine like a porno like that. Okay, you read the card. Hey, eat ass. And you're like, yeah, that would suck. The whole fun of eating ass is you get in there, you go, ah, you didn't think this was happening, did you? Oh, yeah. You know, some people don't eat ass, which surprised me when people don't eat ass because it's so close to the butt, the vagina. They're so close. You know, if you're painting the fence, you're going to hit a tree every now and then. You know what I mean? You might as well pop over to the neighbor there. Yeah. Right? You know. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, my lady, I wear a bib, so she's ready. But, okay, that was filthy. All right. All right, we'll do one more. We'll get out of here.
Caffeine.
Most sold drug in the world. Caffeine. Most addicted drug. Yeah, people love that caffeine. Yeah. The weird thing about caffeine is it's we all just know it makes you shit. You know? Everybody that's just understood. Like, ah, had my coffee, so. Everybody's like, of course, yes, yes. Yeah. And everybody said the Starbucks line at the airport's always crazy. And the airport shits. Have you noticed those are the worst shits in the world? You know what? I think it says multicultural shits. You got like a Mexican guy and a Muslim guy and a black guy walk into a stall. No. And then they, but they all walk in there and you're just like, wow, these shits are like international. They all sound different, you know? Yeah, caffeine will get you shitting. So, yeah, how about these people who don't, they start drinking coffee and they're like, whoa, I was too addicted, so I stopped. Like, what are you, a fucking serial killer? I mean, I love coffee. I need it. All right, well, that was a bit of a lackluster ending, but we gotta move on. So I'm going to bring your host back up here, then we'll do a little... Hey!
Hey, keep it going for Mark Norman, guys.
Hey, you got a haircut.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you look good. You look like a teen star in the 90s.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on Home Improvement.
Yeah. That feels good. That was one of my favorite shows.
I loved it, too. All right.
I know.
That's all I got.
That's when you, like, that was, like, before, like, chauvinism was, like a hot button issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is how men do it.
Right, right.
And now ladies are like, but we can do it too. And Tim Allen's like, huh?
He was a horrible stand-up. The only joke I remember of his was, because I used to watch a lot of stand-up as a kid. I loved stand-up. And he had this horrible joke where his wife's like, well, I'm going. You got to clean the house. I want you to vacuum. And then he was like, oh, you got it. And then he watched the game, because every guy has to watch the game. And then she comes back in. She's like, hello, where are the vacuum marks? And he goes, I must have sucked them up. It's pretty bad, right?
Wow. Yeah. That's not how I remember the show at all.
No, that was his act.
I know. Oh, yeah. I know the sitcom, like, he had writers.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Not now though, they're striking.
I know. Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
You hear what the Netflix guy said?
What?
He said I hope they lose their houses.
I know.
Crazy. Yeah. That's some like supervillain shit, you know?
Yeah, they're probably going to make a movie about it and then make more money off of it. Like, that guy was planting the seed. He knew exactly what he's doing. He's like, Sony needs to be a villain in this scenario.
Maybe that's what Skid Row is, just old writers. All right. Okay. We stand with the writers.
and sit with them in the tents.
Yeah.
Let's grab a suggestion.
Oh.
Rolex.
Are you a watch guy at all?
Look at this piece of garbage. I got this out of a fucking gum machine. But I have a Rolex, and I can't wear it.
Yeah, as a comic, it's like,
I don't
want to
be that guy.
Super flashy.
Yes, I can't do it. I don't know. It just sits in a room.
Did you, were you friends with a guy in middle school who had the calculator watch?
Oh, the Asian. Yes. Love that kid.
You've never met a person with a calculator watch that wasn't Asian. Think about it.
Yeah. Which is weird, because their head's a calculator. They don't need the watch, you know? They're brilliant. They're smart people. Very smart race.
I had a buddy who was Asian who had the watch that he would reprogram the TV from. Do you remember that back in the day? You could change the channel and turn on the TV so it looked like the room was being haunted. In the middle of the class.
Wow.
It would just turn on and the teacher would go, oh.
Wow.
And then the Asian kid in the back's like, it's all falling into line.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that would turn a lady on.
Oh, he was like a nerdier guy, but like when he did stuff like that, like the girls were actually, they would actually look at him, paying some attention.
I would definitely be turned on by that. And I have an Asian fetish. So there you go. You're like an Asian man and woman, you know. Take it or leave it. They're similar.
Yeah.
You know, hairless. All right. Sorry. Went too far.
I don't see gender. I feel like you're typing in like keywords. You're like Asian couple calculator watch. It's like, this is very specific.
Yeah, he's turning the TV on and me. All right.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Buskers.
What's a busker?
It's a someone like
a hobo.
Like a No, it's, well, I mean,
like a vagrant, a derelict.
It's somebody who like maybe is like playing music or someone who's asking for tips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they can, a lot of times they end up being homeless because, you know.
Well, can I say this about, this is so the most LA thing I've ever seen. I saw a homeless guy today and I had food and I said, hey man, you want this food? And he goes, what is it? And you're like, all right, come on. And I was like, it's Indian food. And he goes, I'm gluten-free. Gluten-free, hobo. What is that? That's LA.
That's a very LA thing.
Very LA. What's next? A vegan hooker? Come on.
Yeah, she'll never take your meat.
Yeah, she's like, I don't swallow. All right.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Online dating.
Ooh, the apps.
Yeah. I never went down that wormhole.
Really?
No. Yeah, I was dating before the apps got popular.
They're pretty good. The best one was Bumble for me.
Yeah?
Because the gal is already in to you. So it's less...
It's less pressure on you.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I don't have to win you over.
Right.
And you're a woman, so I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, the Bumble was great. And also, I got to say, ladies, no offense, but not great with the pickup lines. You'll be like, how's your Tuesday? I'm like, come on, whore, that's it. What do you got? What are you doing? We're trying to get something started. How's my Tuesday? What is that? I wanted something fun, snazzy.
Do you remember, like, outside of how's your Tuesday, was there any other bad pickup lines you remember off the top of your head?
Well, then you get a lot of, like, be funny for me. You're a comedian. You're like, I'm immediately turned off.
Yeah.
You know? What am I, a jukebox?
Has anybody in this row right here of ladies, have you been on the apps? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm an Asian with a calculator watch.
Are you Asian? Oh, okay. You thought about it.
No, like, he just discovered he was Asian at the same time. He's like,
He's coming out as Asian.
I tell her whatever she wants to hear.
Yeah.
It's like, do you have a calculator watch? He's like, I do now, yeah.
Do you have a pickup line you use when you were single?
I wasn't great with women.
What? What are you kidding? With that honker? Come on. All right. You could really hit a clit with that thing.
Guys, keep it going for Martin Norman. Right,
thank you.
All right, are you guys ready for our final comedian of the night? You may have seen this next comedian on New Girl, WandaVision, or Don't Worry, Darling. I love watching this guy. You guys are going to love him. He's also part of the great sketch comedy troupe, Goatface. Please welcome my brother, Asif Ali, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Asif Ali!
Hello, how are you? Might get a couple reels out of this. That's all I do it for, man. Fucking get an ass shot. Dude, I'm fucking pumped for the reels, dude. Fuck comedy. I'm just trying to get content. You know what I mean? We're on strike. Okay, any suggestions? From the back of the room. You know what I mean? All these front people are getting too much light. Literally, you guys are glowing right now. They never have this here. You guys are getting lit beautifully. What do we got going on in the back here?
The internet.
What the fuck is that, dude? Jesus Christ. The internet? I love the internet. This reel's not going to get any plays, dude.
Ain't watching
that. Okay. All right. This guy's got his nuclear plan. I like the internet. I'm on it too much. Are you on it a lot? Yeah, my phone tells me. I turn on that bullshit thing where it tells you how many hours at the end of the day, where it goes, all right, you were on for all of the hours. You slept for 22 minutes, and then pretty much the rest was on your phone. We're all getting tech neck now. Have you seen that? That's all the thing. Like, we're all turning into little goblins now. Because we use our phones so much, you know what I mean? I can't wait for the next generation of fucking TikTokers, you know what I mean? Just fucking hunched over, and they're just like... Here's my three types of depression, you know what I mean? And it's just like up here, and they're like... They're all young now. You know what that kind of makes me think? That kind of makes me think of, like, eventually there's going to... You know there's, like, those hype houses for TikTokers where all the TikToks and Instagrams, they, like, fuck each other and then just shoot content in the same, like, building together? That means one day they're all going to be old, right? All these motherfuckers are going to be, like, 90 years old, and they're going to be, like, in a retirement home... hype house, you know what I mean? It's gonna be an old folks hype house where they're gonna have like their oxygen tanks, you know what I mean? And then they're gonna set it up and be like, all right guys, we're gonna do an unboxing today. This is the cocktail of pills I will take to end my life. Please subscribe. Okay, let's get another one.
Billionaire boxing.
What did you say?
Billionaire
Billionaire boxing?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh, Zuckerberg was fighting somebody?
Zuckerberg and Musk
fight. Zuckerberg and Musk are going to fight? How am I just finding out about this? Holy shit. The gods of the internet are about to fucking throw down right now? Oh, boy. When did you hear about this?
I mean, they've been talking about it for a while.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, two of the most noodly noodle white dudes of all time, have been talking shit to each other? Yo, that's hilarious, dude. That's the internet right there, dude. Those are them Twitter fingers, you know what I mean? Just talking shit. So that means Zuckerberg got like gassed up one day. He's like, you don't fucking talk shit about me. You don't talk shit about me. I'll fucking swing on you, dude. Wow. And then Elon Musk was like, how I went to space. You don't talk, I flew a dick space rocket. You don't talk to me like that. That's awesome, dude. I'd love to see that on fucking World Star Hip Hop, dude. Right? And then right at the end, those fucking heroes from the Alabama Brawl come out, and that dude comes out with a chair and fucking bonks them on the head, you know what I mean? That was some real WWE shit, wasn't it? I love that shit. For someone who was in the Marvel Universe, I was like, this was the best Avengers movie I've ever seen. The guy who popped out of the water, I'm like, holy shit, dude, you're on another level, dude. We've all seen fights before. I have never been like, you know what? I'm going to cross this river to get involved. That guy's an actual hero, dude. They should make a statue of him right there, dude. Just fucking... They should put him in the fucking Olympics, dude. Just as like an additional person. They're like, this is a hero. This is the hero lane. And he's like, start some racist shit over there. I'll be over there in 1 second, dude. He fucking did it with his shirt on and everything, dude. That chair thing was hilarious. They fucking bonked the guy. They even threw chicks in the water. That was the most amazing thing. They're, usually when there's like a race riot happening, the women kind of just like hang out in the back like, no! Don't! You know, they try to like weasel their way. No, don't! Then these chicks came out. They're like, no, you're getting hands too. Fucking beat the shit out of him. Chucked him into the river. I'm like, this is the greatest episode of Sopranos I've ever seen, dude. Unbelievable, dude. Shout outs to them. I can't stop watching those videos, dude. All right, what else do we have?
Crop circles.
What did you say? Crop circles? Those are the alien things, right? People think it's the aliens and they do it out in like the farmlands. They don't do it anymore. They used to. You've been keeping up with it? You're like, honestly, like around year 2000 they kind of dipped on their production. Yeah, they're not really doing the same output. You know, you're like somebody who likes a band. They're like, their earlier work was better. Now their stuff is not as cool. What kind of designs were they doing? They were just doing like circles and shit. And people were like, they're sending us a message, which is so fucking stupid, right? Because they could have drawn a dick easy, right? That would have been that's the most international symbol there is, right? Just a dick. They could have just killed us all. That's the thing with the aliens. Why don't they just kill us? What are they doing, dude? Just kill us all. They're just coming down and leaving clues, dude. Like, how many years of alien fucking blue balls are we going to have until they come down and show us their fucking faces, dude? I'm sick of it, dude. Did you watch the thing on the news where they were like, we have aliens? They got on the news. They're like, we got aliens. And then we're all like, I got rent. Life sucks. We can't even enjoy aliens, dude. You think they'll take over? You think aliens will take over?
No.
I already did.
But you don't think they will. Why don't you think they will?
I said they already did.
No, I'm talking to the girl behind you, dog.
I don't think they want it.
You don't think they want it? No. Oh shit. That's a pretty good pickup line, actually. Just walk up to a group of chicks and you're like, I don't even think you guys want this. And girls are into that. They'll be like, what the fuck was that? Holy shit, I gotta talk to this guy real quick. Is he like on TikTok or something? Because I've never been treated this rudely in my life. Okay, we got another one?
Sexy nerds.
Why, do you feel like that's you? Oh, you feel like your buddy's a sexy nerd? Very cool, very cool. How do you feel about that, sir?
I don't know.
This is good, though. Your buddy's gassing you up, trying to give you that confidence so you can get out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
8 years.
8 years. Wow, you really said it in the most nerdy tone possible. This guy is... 8 years? Wow, dude. As a nerd myself, I'm like, damn, I gotta punch this dude. Shit, you making me into a bully. God damn, dude. 8 years. Wow, and you got the glasses on and everything. You got the little train conductor hat, dude. You're living life, dude. Wow. What is his thing that it makes him so nerdy to you? Like, what is he doing that you're like, man, you're never gonna get pussy if you keep acting like this? Just look at him. Damn, dude! This motherfucker's picking you up and then kicking you down. Yeah, dude. Wow. Are you his wingman? Will you sometimes go out and be like, hey, you know, he likes RC cars and... He has a girlfriend? Okay, okay. Who's your girlfriend?
Oh, she's not here.
She's not here. Classic nerdic reason. She actually goes to a different school. Yeah. I'm not like this fucking loser. Yeah. All right, let's keep it going for Jeremiah. Get him up here.
One more time for Asif Ali,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
How are you, dude?
Good, buddy. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man.
Yeah.
This is a good group of people, by the way. We got
right. Keep it going for yourself. Yeah. This crowd's been amazing.
Yeah.
Love this crowd.
Have they all been here before? Have you guys all been to this show before?
Yeah.
Okay, the nerd. Surprisingly, the nerd.
Yeah.
He's like, I have nothing else to do, my guy.
Heck yeah. Let's grab a suggestion. Let's see what we can do.
Pinatas.
That's one of the few things where no matter what race you are, like, it's not cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Mexican people are like totally cool with everybody
They're
doing
like
it.
Down.
Because you're buying it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You could take something Indian from you, but if every time a white girl wore a bindi, she paid $50 for it, Indian people would be like, yo, we love this shit. This is incredible. Like, if I was getting an allocation every time white people did yoga, I'd be like, yo, this is unbelievable. I love this. I love this cultural exchange we're doing.
So as long as it can be monetized, then it's chill.
Yes, 100%. Think about it. Everything that culture, like, people ethnically are mad about,
yeah.
If there was like a monetary... Sort of exchange. They would be totally cool about it.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. I guess I was going to say some stuff, but I feel like... I just dodged a bullet of the six thoughts that I just had.
No.
Shut up, Jeremiah. Maybe Asif steer this one.
Oh, no. The comments are going to be devastating. Yeah. Because it's improvised, as I was saying it, I was like, oh, yeah, mind meld. I was like, yeah, there's a couple that.
As long as there's a monetary exchange, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, my fellow nerds.
Yeah.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Republicans love that one bit.
What else we got? What was this?
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo. Yeah. That's a thick set of allegations, huh? Back those charges up, my guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, does anybody just thought, like, maybe the dancers were hungry?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The idea, it's so confident, too, of, like, that's the thing about fame, I feel like, is, like, whatever you are and you're advocating for, if you become famous, that supersedes your entire personality, right? Because she's not a big girl anymore. She's a famous person.
Mm.
That's different, right? That allowed her. Like, I'm not tall, but if I got really fucking famous and there was a short guy working on a TV show with me, I'd be like, get this fucking tiny ass dude away from me, dude. I don't work with tiny ass dudes. And they're like, you're short. I'd be like, no, I'm famous. This is different.
Yeah.
I think that's why she was thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's a monetary exchange, yeah,
exactly.
I don't see...
That's it. And those girls got fired. Yeah. Right? They got fired, so there was no exchange. So,
well, they're going to get paid now.
They're going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Let's grab another one.
JNCO jeans.
JNCO jeans.
JNCO jeans. Yes. Okay, okay. Well, I'm 19. I don't really know what that is, but... Can you handle this?
The thickest 19-year-old beard ever.
Yeah.
I had JNCO jeans.
You had them?
Yeah.
I couldn't afford them.
Heck yeah.
You had the big ones, so they'd cover... The whole thing is like it covers your shoe, too, right?
I had JNCO shorts. I couldn't commit to the... I couldn't commit to the bell-bottom pants. I was like, well, let's not get too crazy here. I'm still trying to impress the Lord and try to get to heaven. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And they got those big pockets, and they give you the big pockets
giant.
At an age where you have nothing.
Well, you...
Like, you don't have... I could use them now. You know, I put a full fucking 13-inch MacBook Pro in one, dude. You know what I mean? Just full 8x11 headshots in the other one, dude?
Yeah.
You could really fit some shit, a full sandwich.
A
you could fit
stuff.
Some real stuff back here.
No, those would be convenient, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you remember the carpenter pants from, like, Old Navy?
Yeah, the one
like
with the hammer the hammer loop?
Yeah, how many 9-year-olds have you ever seen pick up a hammer? Put it in there, head to school? Well, you know, work is tough this time of year. Yeah, they always had that style, but I never utilized the little like
the little
side
loop,
pocket
the little loop.
Thing.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It was like the side, like the three stitching.
When
like,
I first got like a shitty cell phone, I'd put it in there.
Oh really?
And be like, excuse me.
The longest like, reach ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
And I'd be like, it's my mother. Hello.
Did you ever have a T-Mobile Sidekick?
No, I could not afford that too. Those guys really. You had one?
Yeah,
you were living in the fucking future, dude. I was already like, I was always 8 models behind what was popping off. Like, remember when people got the Matrix phone?
Oh, yeah.
It was literally the entire selling point was it goes, psh, that's it.
Yeah.
It was actually a piece of shit phone.
Right.
But they're like, does it do the psh thing? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, well, I guess I'm fucking red pilling it tonight. You know what I mean? Let me call my mom.
Yeah, it was all about the sound that those things
yes.
made. Yeah, for sure.
My God, let's get another one.
Yeah,
I love this Scooby. Who said Scooby Doo? You said Scooby Doo. Do you like Scooby Doo? Is that like
always?
Oh, okay. You've seen some animated in your life for sure.
Yeah. Gee, Scoop, we gotta get out of here. I think the pussy's haunted, Scoop. Old man McCrary, it was you the whole time?
You dastardly children, let me come on your face!
Guys, keep going for Asif Ali.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That was Stand Up on the Spot. Did we have a good time tonight? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw tonight. Asif Ali. Mark Norman. Luke Knoll. Lance Kanstopoulos. Jesse Johnson. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Come see the show every second Tuesday of the month live at the Comedy Store and follow us on YouTube. I love you guys. Have a great night. Thanks so much for being here.
Have you subscribed yet? Make sure you leave a like and a comment before you go. New episodes release every other Monday. Thanks for the support.